I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Dozens of the country's top meteorologists are gathering in North Alabama for a massive research project focused on severe storms and tornadoes. It's called the Verification of Origins of Rotation in Tornadoes Experiment, or VORTEX, Southeast. The program hopes to allow researchers to better understand how the climate and environment in the Southeast affects how tornadoes form and how strong they get. Scientists also want to improve their ability to forecast these storms. Dr. Kevin Knupp directs the University of Alabama in Huntsville facility, where the VORTEX program is headquartered. He says one of the main reasons behind the study is that southeastern tornadoes tend to be more deadly.
The fatality rate is much higher here in the southeast for several reasons. One would be greater population density, but other reasons are that tornadoes just are not as visible here as they are in the Great Plains because of low cloud base and trees and topography.
Researchers from across the country will observe storms and gather data through the end of April. They plan to publish their findings later this year and hope to conduct a second campaign next spring. A new county-by-county study on health in Alabama shows that even affluent communities can improve. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation released its rankings examining 30 factors such as smoking and obesity, as well as education and jobs. Shelby County ranked best in the state. Wilcox County was the worst. Shelby has four times as many doctors for its population as Wilcox and half the number of drunk driving deaths. Katie Weir is with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says Alabama's urban and rural counties show similar problems to other states across the South.
So in general, we see counties that are healthier counties have higher graduation rates, lower numbers of children living in poverty, lower smoking rates. And I think that if we were to look side by side of Shelby and Wilcox, we'd see something very similar.
The study also looked at things like preventable hospital stays, air pollution, and how long it takes people to drive to and from work. Officials in Gulf Shores say an immediate ban on alcohol has been placed on public beaches within the corporate limits. The decision to ban alcohol on Gulf Shores beaches came Friday during a special session of the Gulf Shores City Council. The ban is effective immediately and will last until April 17th. Gulf Shores spokesman Grant Brown says no alcohol is allowed between the dunes and the waterline. Mayor Robert Kraft says the reasoning behind the ban is to maintain a safe environment in Gulf Shores during spring break. Kraft says there's been an increase in students at the beach in recent years, and the Gulf Shores Police Department says they've seen a significant spike in arrests recently. Anyone in violation of the new ban is subject of a fine up to $500 or up to 6 months in jail. Now your forecast.
Frost across the northern half of the state this morning, but we all will warm up well above freezing. We'll see high temperatures in the northern half of the state in the mid-50s, warming into the mid and upper 60s as you go further to the south. Sunny skies for all of us across the state of Alabama. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.